USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's petition to temporarily block a subpoena seeking his testimony as part of a Georgia probe into the 2020 election. Graham claimed he is shielded from such probes as a sitting senator. The Supreme Court ruled that only applies to his role in a legislative process. United Airlines pilots overwhelmingly voted against a tentative contract offer that could spell trouble for the holiday travel season. The Airline Pilots Association said 94% of its roughly 10,000 pilots voted against a roughly 14.5% pay increase, enhanced overtime, and training pay. Twitter's new owner and self-described Chief Twit announced Twitter will be increasing its subscription fees. Elon Musk says you can complain all you want. It will still cost you $8 a month for the Twitter Blue verified service. Court documents reveal two Iowa teenagers are charged with killing their high school Spanish teacher last year over a bad grade. Today, a judge will hear arguments on whether to suppress any of the evidence against Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodell, who are all charged with murdering high school teacher Noma Graber in the small town of Fairfield. That's about a 90-minute drive south of Cedar Rapids. North Korea's military fired roughly a dozen missiles Wednesday. One did cross the disputed maritime border with South Korea for the first time since the countries divided in 1948. The short-range ballistic missile that Pyongyang fired landed some 37 miles from the South Korean city of Sokcho, causing air raid sirens to blare. A lunar eclipse next Tuesday will be visible across the United States, beginning about 10 p.m. in Honolulu and 3 a.m. on the East Coast. The blood moon coincides with Election Day. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're coming down to the wire before the midterm elections on Tuesday. Let's catch up with Tim Berg.
Campaigns are making their final push as Election Day is next Tuesday for the 2022 midterms. From Georgia to Arizona and Pennsylvania to Nevada, all eyes are on the battleground states that will determine which party controls Congress for the next 2 years. Republicans are ahead of Democrats by 2 points on a generic congressional ballot. Kathy is from Pennsylvania, and she tells Fox News she's switching parties for the first time.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'm here to tell you today that I'm flipping to Republican. I can no longer follow this party. Absolutely not.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden's threat to tax oil and gas companies to push them to lower their prices. Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax says Biden doesn't know anything about the business.
Well, it's very clear that Joe Biden doesn't know anything about business or how they operate. Gas oil prices were up long before Russia invaded Ukraine. And in fact, due to the pandemic and disruptions in the supply chain, are one of the reasons that prices have gone up over the last 2 years. There's also when there's scarcity in the market, i.e. when Saudi Arabia cut oil production.
The day is approaching when NASA's Mars InSight lander will fall silent, ending its history-making mission to reveal secrets of the red planet's interior since 2018. The end is expected to come in the next few weeks. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found it. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.